All right, how are we doing?
What have you done with the extra day? How have you managed that to help the team?
It's kind of like the Arizona week. I'm just get an opportunity to work on some extra things that we don't. Sometimes we scramble for, or we get maybe over a sequence of weeks. Maybe it takes us 4 weeks to get, you know, a bunch of situations done. We can get more of them done this week, and you know, might be less next week. So just try to catch up on that. Buffalo has a lot of schemes. There's a lot of things to prepare for with them.
Right. Jonathan Jones, what type of impression has he made on you since he came here undrafted at Auburn?
Well, he was a good player in the SEC. And he's done a really good job for us in the kicking game. And, you know, I mean, it's a young developmental corner, which we have a number of those on our team. We've had a number of guys that have done that. You know, Malcolm, obviously Logan, you know, it's been 4 years with him. But, you know, Justin. So those guys are all, you know, Cyrus obviously is in that category. Eric's, this is his second year. So it's, you know, like all those guys, they're working hard. They're getting better. They're understanding, you know, more about some of the skills and techniques as opposed to just relying on their athletic ability, which in a lot of cases, you know, players at that position do, and they have a lot of it, but just being able to do some of those little things better, and anticipation, awareness, route combinations, splits, you know, all those little things that can help you at that position. Just he's done, you know, he's a smart kid. He works hard. He's done a good job.
So you talk often about how you have to do what's in front of you right away, but also keep in the back of your mind things in the future. And as we go through the season, really no secret, there's a number of players who are nearing the end of their contracts. Is the evaluation ongoing and how that will all fit together with so many key players, especially on defense? You mentioned Logan, Mr. Ron. I think we've all keyed on the bigger guys, but there's so many players that you have to really work in. How does it factor into the day-to-day? Or is that all Nick?
Well, I think just in general, like, I'm not going to get into a long conversation about this because we're getting ready for Buffalo, but yeah. Just, you know, in general, there's some team planning. You do what you can do. Sometimes if you can work out a contract, which we've done that during the season with various players, if you can work that out, you work it out. If you can't, then there have been a number of players that we've signed, our players that we signed once free agency has started. Devin, to pick a name. So, I don't think you can be afraid of free agency. I mean, it's not like if a guy gets a free agency, you can't re-sign him. You're in a competitive market. But, you know, you're in a competitive market anyway. I mean, these guys know that they have other options depending on who the player is and what, you know, what their situation is. But, you know, they have other options. And again, we know that there's only so much money to go around. I mean, so, you know, if you can work it out, then you have the security. If you can't, then you have your options. They have their options, we have our options. And that's professional sports. I don't think it's anything, it's like revolutionary, or it's like any different than any other pro team, pro football team, or any pro team, period. I mean, you see the same thing in all the other sports.
It just hits so quickly. I mean, you're spending everything, and it's a group, it's a unified party, and then only 7 months away where you can all go in different directions.
Yeah, but that's professional football. I mean, that's professional football. It's been that way since, go back to Ted Washington or whoever you want to go back to. I mean, you go back, you know, as long as, since we had free agency, 1994 or 5, whatever it was. That's what it is. It's the way it is in all sports. Basketball season's over. You're talking about, you know, a few guys going here, going there, staying with their team, whatever. I mean, you're not going to be able to get around that. And if we sign, if we were to sign a couple of those guys or whatever it is, there's going to be other guys that aren't. So you can talk about those. I mean, same thing, we come in here Monday after every game, you know. Somebody had production, and then, well, what about these guys? That this guy didn't catch that many passes, this guy didn't have that many carries. You know, so we'll ask about them. There's always those guys to ask about. So, I mean, There's no simple answer to it.
Have you ever suspected that a player in that position in all your years has been distracted by that?
I don't know. You have to talk to those guys. I don't know.
You've never thought, I mean, you've never seen their play in, like, maybe in a contract? I mean,
look, we all have things in our life to deal with. We all have families. We all have personal situations. We all, I mean, you leave your job, you go do other things too. We all do that. I mean, so that's, it's part of life. Can't get around it. So, I mean, I don't know. Are they distractions? It's part of your life.
Bill LeGarrette obviously has been extremely productive, but he's averaging 25 carries a game. Would you like to see that number go down a little bit as the season moves forward? Are you comfortable with him with that kind of workload?
I'd like to see us win. That's what I'd like to see. So, like to see us win. It's not about individual stats. It's about the team winning. That's what's important to me. I think that's what's important to the team.
Given the nature of the backup quarterback position, where those guys sometimes might go years without actually taking snaps in the regular season, I'm curious how much what you're getting through these first three games and then this fourth game will help you in the evaluation of your young quarterbacks, just that they actually play regular, meaning, you know, regular season snaps relative to what you would have had otherwise.
Yeah, it's definitely an evaluation. Absolutely. No question. It's different than preseason. It's different than, you know, end of the game situation where the game's declared one way or the other. It's totally different. So, look, that's what all players play for, is they play for the opportunity. When they get it, then they control how they perform with it.
And relating that to a past experience in 2008 with, like, Castle, you know, he had him for 3 years at that point, so I think you probably felt like you knew a lot about him prior to him playing. I mean, was there, did you need more confirmation on that with him, or, like, did he show you something that, well, we couldn't have known that was there until he actually did what he did?
Well, I mean, we obviously, you know, thought a lot of good things about Matt, but until he actually played and, you know, was the starting quarterback, it was different. And we certainly modified a lot of things during the year as the year went along based on Matt. Simple as that. Some things we did more of, there's some things we did less of than we had done in the past. I think that's probably true of most any two quarterbacks. I mean, if you're going to go an extended period of time with a player, as you work more with that player, you find certain things that he's better at or more comfortable at, or your team's better at. Maybe it's not just him, it's a combination of him and whatever else is on your team, that you try to put yourself in the most competitive position every week. And eventually that'll lead you down a certain path. Maybe you knew it, maybe you didn't. I'd say you probably never know exactly what it is. You might have a general guideline, but it'll have its own characteristics as you go further with that player. But I'd say it's true of any position too, you know, whether it's a receiver or a corner or an offensive lineman. There's some things they do better than others. There's some things you try to maybe work into their strengths or work away from something that they don't do particularly well with, you know, to the degree that you can. You can't call one play for 11 individuals, but to a certain, maybe it's a technique, maybe it's a certain adjustment within the play on a scheme that you try to play to your, you know, your player's strengths. That's just coaching, I would say, yeah. I mean, it's more applicable to the quarterback position than any other position, but I'd say it's applicable, you know, to all positions. I mean, when I was a position coach, I mean, you do that all the time. Some guys, you play it one way, and then with another guy, he has the same assignment, but maybe you play it a little different way with that player because of his skills or limitations or whatever it happens to be.
27-yard option runs for Brady as a possible tie-in to what you're saying? I mean,
yeah. again, each player is different, each team is different, the matchups are different, so I don't know, you know, I don't know what we would do until we get into a certain situation and we, you know, look at it and evaluate it, but should never say never.
Bill, yesterday at practice, we noticed Jimmy Collins come out with plastic bags on his hands. Just wondering what reason for that was.
That'd be a great question for you to ask Jamie Collins.
Bill, how much has James Devlin's contribution led to the success of the running game this year?
James has done a good job for us. You know, he's does a good job in his role, whether that be offensively or in the kicking game. And it could be in the passing game as well as the running game. But, you know, he's a very smart player. He's got good instincts. And, you know, in the running game, when you're the second-level blocker that he is, as a fullback, you have a lot of things you have to sort out. You know, even though you have a blocking assignment, there's things that happen in front of you, whereas if you're a offensive lineman, you're blocking a guy in front of you, well, there's nothing between you and him most of the time. You know, when you're a fullback, there's a lot of things that can happen. As you go to your assignment, there could be other things that maybe guys move, they twist, they change positions, there's penetration, and you have to make those decisions. So, you know, a lot of that is, you know, decision-making. Similar to a running back when he has the ball, but in the fullback's case, he really is the running back or the eyes of the running back in terms of, you know, taking the right course to the entry point in the play and so forth. So, you know, he does a real good job of making those decisions of, you know, doing the right thing, making the smart decision. Regardless of what his assignment is, there's a decision-making process within the play that might trump that, similar to a quarterback, you know, following his reads or progression, that if something happens and you have to, you know, make an alternative decision based on the circumstances of that play, then that's what he has to do. So he does a good job of that. But, I mean, he's a very smart guy. He has good assignments. He's versatile. And he's a good guy for us on special teams to be able to fill into the roles that we need him for, you know, and in the various units. Not that he plays every play in all those, but situationally he's in there, and, you know, those are important plays too. He's a very dependable player, dependable person. You know, you count on him every day, you know, day after day, off-season program, training camp, in-season meetings, practice. Very consistent, very dependable.
We've seen Malcolm Butler and Logan Ryan match up against some pretty talented wide receivers over the last couple of years. Is it rare to have that level of trust in two different cornerbacks?
Well, I mean, you always try to have as many, many good players as you can. That extends to Justin and Cyrus and Patrick and Devin and, I mean, all the guys in the secondary. I mean, you know, each matchup, anytime you match one guy up, then you're matching other guys up too. So, you know, having enough people to match up, you know, across the board from linebackers to safeties to corners, you can't help everybody. So somebody, you know, somebody has to match up with somebody. Maybe you could possibly double one guy or maybe two. I mean, it's no different than a kickoff return. You can double one guy, but you can't double all of them. So somebody's got to make single blocks. Somebody's got to, you know, you can help them at one spot, but you just can't help everybody. So I think, you know, the matchups at corner are important. So the matchups at the safety and the linebacker position based on, you know, how that goes.
Well, I'm curious, Dennis Thurman and Anthony Lynn are both former players in this league, and when you prepare for a team, do you ever take into account the way they played the game as opposed to maybe the way they coached the game?
So it depends on who the person is and what the system. I mean, I think we know where a lot of the decisions on defense with Buffalo are coming from. And I'm sure there's certainly a team effort and a group effort and, you know, group ideas and so forth. But I think we also know, you know, where some of these are coming from. And so, you know, to me, it's whoever the decision maker is. It could be a player, it could be the player. I mean, the team, like certain offenses in the league that really run through the quarterback. In the end, it's the quarterback that's making a lot of decisions on the play, whether it's the play that's called or the change of the play or modification of the play on the line. In some cases, it's the coach. In some cases, it's the head coach, the coordinator, the quarterback coach or position coach, whatever it is. In some cases, it's the player. And there's a lot of defenses where, you know, the middle linebacker is, or the safety, whoever a guy is, you know, controls the defense. It's kind of like a quarterback does. And in the end, the game kind of goes through him. So, especially in certain situations. So, and I know as a defensive coach, there's many times where I've put the game to those guys because of the confidence I have in them and their ability to see things on the field a lot later and that are a lot more accurately, see more accurately than you can see them on the sideline when you're calling the defense based on down and distance and what players they have in the game. You don't know what formation they're in. You don't know how big the splits are. You don't know. Now, once a team comes out there and gets in a certain look, then that's more information. And, you know, there's times where, a lot of times where we give our players a lot of responsibility to run the defense at that point or run the offense at that point once they see where the, how the defense is deployed. So, again, it just depends on, you know, who the decision maker is. I don't think there's any right or wrong to it. It's just figuring out who it is and, you know, trying to really compete against that person.
Would Rodney have been one of those guys for you that you would have put a lot of trust back in the secondary call?
Yeah, Rodney. Yeah, we got a lot of them here. You know, Rodney, Teddy, Devin, High, Gerard. I mean, you go right down the line. You know, the guy's kind of got to be in the middle of the defense. It's hard to, you know, do it with a corner. I mean, so it's you know, that's part of the position, though, I would say, is a safety and a linebacker. Somebody on the defensive line that could, you know, more be anybody. It doesn't necessarily have to be an inside player, but doesn't hurt if it is. But, yeah. Just like the center makes the majority of the calls on the offensive line, quarterback makes the calls, you know, offensively. But the center, you know, controls a lot of what happens up front, just like the middle linebacker and one or both of the safeties do, depending on what defense you're in. So I think that's inherent in the position. Now, again, from some defenses to other defensive systems, that varies, but still I think that's inherent in the position.
Bill, it's hard to come up with a more adversity than you guys really, an uncertainty than you guys really faced to this point in the season in terms of Hall of Fame quarterback not being part of the team, injuries to the position, and all the uncertainty in the swirl from us. Do you take a measure of pride in how well you guys have negotiated at least the first 3 weeks?
Yeah, again, we're focused on Buffalo, Tom. I mean, I don't really care about last week. I don't really care about 2 weeks ago. I don't really care about last year. I don't really care about 4 years ago. I don't really care. We're just trying to get ready and compete against Buffalo. Like, that's our challenge this week. The rest of it, it's in the books. It is what it is. So write whatever you want to write about it. I don't care. It was good. It was bad. It's, you know, I don't really care. It's done, you know. So we got to do a good job that we have right here with Buffalo. Can't live in the past. And I respect where you're coming from. I really do. It's not like I'm trying to be dismissive of it, but I really don't care. It doesn't really matter. Like, nothing that happened last year, last week, last month really has anything to do with this week. I mean,
so. I can confirm he did the review on that. He did a good job.
Multiple thumbs up.
Yeah. That's really important to me. All right. Thanks.